The YMCA of Southwest New Brunswick this week announced the recipients of the 35th annual Red Triangle Award. Janet Thompson Price, an immigration lawyer and lifelong St. Johner, is to be presented with the Red Triangle Award in recognition of her work in providing legal assistance to newcomers in a professional and a voluntary capacity. Thompson Price spoke with Local 107.3 FM about her work in advocating for newcomers to the St. John region and the kind of assistance that many newcomers require. She also spoke about her involvement in the YMCA over the years and the importance of immigration to the region.
It deeply, deeply touched me to be recognized for this, the work that I do. I mean, I volunteer obviously because I believe in the cause and I think it's really, really important, but to be recognized, it means a lot to me. I've been a lifelong supporter of the Y. I literally started the Y as a teenager through the Fredericton Leader Corps. And I was a summer camp counselor. I got to experience Camp Glenburn. And then later in life, I was a Y board member. My kids have all gone through the Y's after school programs. So I really am a firm believer of the good that the Y does in the community.
And can you go into a little bit more detail about sort of what you do and sort of the services you provide for newcomers, what they need?
Sure. So professionally, I help people immigrate to Canada, or for those people that want to stay, we try to help them stay through an immigration program. But outside of my professional work, I really believe in helping newcomers when they come here, regardless of what kind of background they have. Everybody wants to belong. And I think it's really important that we as St. Johners, as a community, have to help people feel welcome and support them if we want them to stay.
What are the kind of problems that people can actually face? What are they basically, what are the issues that people are trying to get away from, and what are the issues they face with when they're actually in Canada?
Sure. So depending on people's circumstances, you know, if they're coming here maybe under an economic program, they still are going to face hardship. Are they going to have their past degrees, their work experience recognized? That's something that's really frustrating for a lot of newcomers. And I've spoken with a lot of newcomer women in particular who, you know, maybe their husband was the principal applicant and they've come here. And now women, they don't feel like they've got a place in the community. They don't know where they fit in now. And so I think that's a really important thing that we have to remember and continue to be welcoming. And then, of course, there's a number of people that are coming maybe as refugees, and they've gone through all kinds of trauma and they need additional support here.
Right, so you have kind of talked about it a bit, but why work with newcomers? Why what is it about it that you find particularly an important kind of calling for you, I suppose?
My family were immigrants. My parents, like you, came from England and they had privileges. You know, they spoke the language, they came with jobs, and I remember going to their citizenship ceremony. And so it was always something that was important to me growing up as a child of immigrants. And so I've always wanted to help people. And I really find that once I started, I just get so much out of this as well, because you become friends with people, you get to learn about their cultures. And so the more I did it, the more I found there was a need for help. And I just really wanted to help.
Sort of more broadly, I mean, yeah. I don't know if you want to sort of touch on this at all, but is immigration itself important? Is it important for us in St. John specifically and New Brunswick, but Canada as a whole?
Yeah. Well, and that's a really hot topic right now, because as the federal government keeps reducing numbers, I still believe that immigration is so, so important. It's important for our economy. I see it professionally every day. There are labor shortages. Certain jobs we just can't fill here. And so employers are really struggling now that we have reduced numbers and how they're going to fill these positions. And so we need to understand just how important immigration is, not just for our economy, but it just, to me, it just makes our community a better place. We're more vibrant, more diverse, and we learn more from other people and other perspectives.
I understand. So you provide pro bono legal assistance and so there's a citizenship clinic that you set up. Can you tell me a little bit about that and about kind of like that, how that work all fits kind of together?
Sure. So the citizenship clinic, I definitely did not do it on my own. There was a partnership initially, and it was with the University of New Brunswick Faculty of Law, the St. John Newcomer Center. And there was a need as there was a wave of the Syrian refugees came in. And as they had been here long enough, they were qualifying or eligible for citizenship, but obviously they needed support. And so it was the genesis of the St. John Newcomer Center. And I served as kind of like the legal background to set the program up. And they offered free services for people to come in and help them with their citizenship certificates. So that's one aspect of my volunteer work. Another one, I really am a firm believer of helping people who have suffered intimate partner violence. And there's unique challenges for newcomers in that the abuser might hold their immigration status over them. And so on top of it already being difficult to leave an abusive relationship, they might not be able to because they fear that they might be deported or they don't know if they can work. They just don't know their rights. And so it's a topic that's really near and dear to my heart. And so I've helped some victims get special status. There's a great immigration program, and not everyone's aware of it, but it can help victims of intimate partner violence get special status to stay in Canada. So I'm doing a free legal session through the Canadian Bar Association next month to train lawyers and educate them about the special program in case they're faced with a client that comes in and they didn't realize that this program was available. Especially in this current environment, there's so much divisiveness about immigrants. People just really need to remember you've got to get to know people. And I've done this for 20 years, and I've got the privilege of having friends from all over the world. And I hear the same thing from every single person. Why did you come to Canada? It's they want a better life for their family. And if we remember that, I think it stops the we versus them, and it can really go a long way to help people.
The award will be presented at the annual Red Triangle Award Gala to be held on April 23rd. This is Iona Coe for Local 107.3 FM and the Local Journalism Initiative.